And as we're hearing today, after days of severe flooding in eastern Kentucky, that state needs cleaning up. Katie Myers of the Ohio Valley Resource reports from the city of Whitesburg.
In the Parlor Room, a downtown tattoo shop and music venue, the shop's art-covered walls meet a bare floor covered in mud. Rows of sketchbooks with the tattoo artist's drawings sit drying beneath a fan. John Falter works here.
The water pressure pushed the doors wide open.
Mud cakes the streets of this city. It's on everything. Shoes, cars, furniture piled outside of stores and houses. It smells like chemicals and gasoline. Fire Chief Perry Fowler says they can't get the mud off the streets. There's not enough water in the city tanks, and they're trying to conserve it.
We need the water, especially to spray mud out, that sort of thing. So we're going to have a tough time keeping the tanks full, but we've got to get the mud out just for health reasons, if nothing else.
The city's losing water to pipe leaks, which officials are working to fix. And the water is not currently considered safe to drink, if it's working at all.
The boil water advisory does stand in effect, and it will be quite some time before that's released.
And down the street, the destruction continues. Mud sits on top of the microphones and computers at the Apple shop. That's where I work. It's where, for decades, WMMT 88.7 FM broadcast out into the world, the voice of mountain people, as we say, Possum Radio. Meredith Scalos, the communications director, says the bottom floor of the building is unusable right now.
We are deeply focused on the initial phases of recovery right now. Our highest priority being archival recovery.
Apple Shop was home to decades worth of local history in film and audio reels, as well as books, posters, and art. Staff are salvaging what they can, gently rinsing mud from spools and spools of film in hopes of saving at least some of it. It's backbreaking and tedious work.
Because this is going to take weeks, months, years to recover, and, you know, community is all we've got.
In between shifts cleaning and mucking and drying, Apple Shop staff are volunteering at local shops and soup kitchens. Inside the Harry M. Caudill Library, people are exhausted, walking in to sit for a minute or just to talk with Alita Vogel, the head librarian. Sometimes she gives them a hug.
We are open, offering coffee and a place to just hang out. Charge your phone.
The Whitesburg branch came out unscathed, but Vogel says libraries in smaller towns haven't fared so well.
I'll probably put on some boots and some grungy clothes and help clear out as much as I can. And then we'll just take it from there, one step at a time.
Outside, the mud clings to mail carrier Jody Holbrook's shoes as he makes his way through town. Everybody knows him from his usual route down Main Street.
We've got three carriers, but the other two carriers, one of them can't get here, and the other one, from what I understand, he lost everything he had. Nobody's even heard from him.
Holbrook knows a lot of people in this town. The Parlor Room, the library, Apple Shop, the apartments. He visits them all. The post office flooded too.
I mean, there's no way to describe what all's piled up in there right now that we just can't deliver. I mean, a lot of my addresses, I pull up and I pull up and the houses are gone. I'm sorry. But we'll make it, I reckon.
For Here and Now, I'm Katie Myers.